Hello, welcome. Today we're going into the conclusion of the Balancing Your Chakras training and Chakras and Energy Centers. And today there are two worksheets that go along with this, which you'll find right here with this. And also we're going to be doing a clearing process today, and you'll find that separate. In fact, this is kind of two parts within this part, so to speak. So this is Vedic astrology, archetypes, and the chakras. That's what we're going to address first. And the worksheet is called exactly that, Vedic astrology, archetypes, and the chakras. And I encourage you to actually download that and have that so that you are can follow along, because what I want to do is just explain this information here and really work in the planets and the archetypes so you have a deeper understanding of all of that. Along with the work that we've already been doing around balancing your chakras, balancing your energy centers. So, you know, in the first part, I'm not going to really recap all of that. You've got that training where we went and got really comprehensive worksheets with all of this, so you know what energies go with which energy center. Today, I really want to get into kind of just taking it down to another level and bringing the astrology, bringing the planets in as well. So we find the archetypes in Vedic astrology. We find it actually in the Vedas. Now there's many branches of yoga. And so there's the physical kind of yoga we do. I'm not going to go through them all. There's meditation, the chakra system, Vedic astrology, Jyotish. There's many branches of yoga in the Vedic texts. And so the chakras, again, are these energy centers. You can think of them as mini brains, so to speak. And they process certain information. And then from the, I'm gonna do this in a very rudimentary, kind of simplistic way, because it's a pretty deep, complex subject that I don't want to have you get lost in or lose you in, so to speak. I'm going to pull out what's relevant for you, and I'm going to make an overlay on what you've already learned around balancing your chakras. So that you know that the planetary energy, we feel it. It affects us. I use that to look at your soul blueprint. We're tapped in with it all the time, and I help you to understand what that energy is about. The more we understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, how we're doing it, it makes the how a lot easier, and it helps to raise our consciousness to be able to tune in even better. So it's one thing to be able to put your hands in a chord on a guitar, for instance, and strum the strings. But if you know how to finger pick in different ways and how to do different strumming patterns, you know, you can make a much better use of this instrument. So we'll just think about that use that as analogy for ourselves. The more we know about ourselves, the more we know about energy and how it intersects with us, the more we can articulate that and tune into that and use it in specific ways. So think of, as we've talked about, the energy and the chakras and the energy of each one of them. And we'll get into that a little bit more today in our clearing part of this module. Then the planets, the energy of each planet has a specific relationship with each one of the energy centers. And that's a simplistic way, because it's much deeper than that, but you could think of it as how one of the ways we feel the energy of the planets is each one of our energy centers is attuned to the energy of that planet. So we typically feel it through, it processes through that particular energy center. So for instance, if we're processing the, tuning in with the heart, you know, that's the fourth energy center, but that is also, that's also Venus. And it's also the Venus in Vedic astrology rules Taurus and Libra. And if that's too much information for you, don't worry about it, but you're very used to hearing about the planets and hearing about the archetypes. So that's the connector and the artist and the mystic, not to be confused with the planet of the mystic, but the archetype actually, that's not right. It's not the mystic right there. Actually, we'll get that changed. That should be the muse. So it's the connector, the artist, and the muse are Venus. And Venus, where we tend to feel Venus, and it in its information and energy interacts with us. It's like this hub. You know, where do we pick up that information? Where is it transmitted through? It's transmitted through the heart and the heart chakra. And that's true for all of the planets. So I'm going to just run down this worksheet and delineate this information a little bit more. But I want you to think about, okay, well, here's the energy center that I tend to, that you feel this particular archetype and feel this archetypal energy and this planetary energy. And whether you feel it consciously or not, just know that this is where the wiring for it is within you. Now, there's a lot more layers to it than that, because energy is incredibly layered and articulate. And that doesn't mean that you can't feel and use the connector with your voice. You know, the communicator rules that part, but it may express that way too, and that's fine. So I don't want this to feel like it's limiting in any way. I want this to be a layer, like a veneer, a layer, an overlay of articulation of energy for the purpose when you want to hone in more specifically with a particular energy. And when you want to connect the energy of the energy centers and the energy of the planets / archetypes, because that can be really useful. And then we'll move into the second part of this. We'll be moving into doing a clearing process, which really is very useful in having this information for. So I'm hoping that is making sense for all of you. But that's the intention here in bringing that forward for you. So again, have the Vedic Astrology Archetypes and the Chakras worksheet, and let's just walk down this here. So I'm going to walk down from the eighth down to the first. And the eighth chakra isn't always recognized in all systems, and some systems go up to 15 or 16. They're all different delineations of very ethereal energy. But the eighth energy center is our connection to the cosmos. It's our connection to eternity. And it does have the energy of oneness. It's beyond anything that has any labels to it, that has any identification to it whatsoever. And that's true for the seventh energy center as well, and that's why there's no planets or archetypes that are associated with either the eighth or the seventh energy center. So it's good to know when you are wanting to connect with more oneness that we're going up to that eighth center. Now, of course, the eighth center has other incredible and wonderful energies to it, you know, including our worthiness. For instance, is really our worthiness to receive is really found up in that eighth energy center. You can find all of that in the first part of this training. There's a couple of great handouts there that have all the energies articulated. So you might even want to pull those up because they're useful in our work today as well. So that worthiness and that receiving, and that's that's the basic worksheet, which is in part one, which is just called the chakras. So, and then as we come down to the seventh chakra, this is, you know, our center of harmony, and it's that connection between all this identification of who we are in our bodies and minds to the divine. It's that connector. I like to call it the grace bank account, and it's our connection with universal consciousness. So you can even see when I'm saying universal consciousness and when I'm saying oneness, are they different? Well, actually, it's a little bit different. Is it the same energy? In some ways, it's very much the same. So it's again, as we go up, it becomes more ethereal. Let's just put it that way. And it's hard to put words and concepts on things as they get more and more ethereal. So this again is our deep connection with universal consciousness, with the center of harmony. Now, again, there aren't any archetypes, and there are no planets connected with this part, again, because there is no identification. Now we're coming down into more what we've incarnated into as we come into the sixth chakra, although still very much working in that ethereal realm, because that six, and you can call that the third eye, I like to call it the first eye, so I put both in there for you, is Ayana. And this is, I also put the Sanskrit names for these particular for the energy centers also there, and I don't expect you to necessarily use them, but I just wanted to be respectful and put them in as well. Now, this rules our, this is the mystical, you know, all the stuff that happens on the inner world, the mystical, our intuition. And again, it's a little bit abbreviated on this particular sheet. It's also our inner vision, our visualization, our lucid dreaming. And it's ruled by the sun and the moon. So it's got both of those energies. So Leo and Cancer, the sun and the moon, only rule one of the Rashis, one of the Vedic astrology constellations, where all the other planets rule two. And so they each rule one. So we've got the sun, we've got the moon, we've got the sun rules Leo, the moon rules Cancer, and they both come together as this incredible energy of Manas, the mind, and Sun, the soul. And we find that in the sixth chakra, which is, it's really where the pineal gland is. It's really in this sort of base, back, bottom of the brain where the stem comes in. And it's this, the pineal gland is incredibly, it is the place that as it is stimulated, so to speak, it is, it causes us to, again, connect with the mystical throughout time, throughout all traditions, have revered this particular part of the brain, so to speak. It's a transmitter is what it is. And as it vibrates, when it vibrates, and we can do that with our meditation and with our breath, as it vibrates, it literally has crystals on it that vibrate, and it resonates different frequencies that cause us to have that inner vision, to have those mystical experiences, to see them, to feel them, to go on these inner journeys, to have that inner vision. And again, the sun being the soul, the moon being the mind, Manas. And it also rules our consciousness/mind. And the sun and the moon are ruled by Leo and Cancer. That's what we find in the sixth chakra. Now, the king, of course, for the sun, the leader, the celebrity, and the queen, the great nurturer, and the collaborator for the moon are the archetypes that go along with this sixth chakra. So it's good to know that that's where you typically find those issues, or if you're wanting to tune that particular chakra and you want to bring an archetype, or you want to you're working with an archetype and you're, you know, where do we find that archetype within our energy system? Well, you know where to go. It's the sixth energy center. So coming down to the fifth energy center, the throat here, this is Vasuda, and this is the truth. And it is communication, among other things. It is also our self-expression. It is also how we empower our reality through how we speak what's on our heart. And it's ruled by Mercury. And it is, Mercury's what? The communicator, the messenger, and the merchant. And Mercury happens to rule Gemini and happens to rule Virgo. Virgo's super practical and kind of grounded. And Gemini is off in the ethers with ideas and communication and perception. Virgo's practical, detail-oriented, very sensitive, and on the ground. So we find these planets in different places, but it is the communicator, the messenger, and the merchant. The fourth chakra, of course, you're very familiar with. Venus rules this. And this is Anahata, and this is love and compassion. This is, you know, again, we find intuition also. We access our intuition through our heart as well as up in the sixth chakra as well. And this is our caring, our compassion, our ability to be grateful, our appreciation, our selflessness, our feeling of wholeness, and also that ability to trust as well. You'll see some crossover with some of the energies of the different energy centers, and that's because we're all connected and we can't slice and dice it. You know, we experience some things in different ways, let's just put it that way, and that's why you'll find it in different places. So as we come down to the third, the solar plexus, these are kind of the heavier chakras. These are the heart and above are connecting more in the beyond, a little bit beyond our identification, still identified, but they're not in our survival. Down below, it's our survival, our energy centers, and there's the great bridge between the fourth, the heart, and the third, the solar plexus. And this is Manipura, and this is the will, this is the empowerment, and it's ruled by Mars. And Mars rules Aries, and it also rules Scorpio. In Aries, Mars, you know, this energy tends to be a little more fiery. It tends to be, you know, it's creational, it's passionate, let's get it going. It's this sort of rebirth kind of energy. It's very pioneering. And in Scorpio, it's actually more devotional, but it also can be, and it's also very private, and it can also be, get stuck deep down in the emotions, but there's a deep amount of wisdom there as well. This is the honorable warrior, the strategist, and the engineer. And that's found in that solar plexus area. This is your confidence. This is your willpower. This is your self-importance, your control, your drive, your aggression, your dominance. We'll get into the block side of it in just a bit here. But this is your ability to make right choice for yourself and to really empower your environment. So our environment either empowers us or disempowers us all the time. You know, do you walk into a room in your house and you're like, oh God, you know, you just kind of deflate because it's a mess or there's so much to do, or, you know, it's just not a place that feels good to you, you know, and feels empowered to you. So that certainly can happen. And it's really great if we can shift our environment so that they are uplifting for us. And you all know what that's like when you make a shift in your environment. I've been on a cleaning, really an organizing rampage over the last few weeks, and just upgrading my environment even more so because we haven't moved in a while and it's time to clear and clean and get things out of here and create more space. And I like it kind of zen, and I like it organized, and knowing what, you know, where things are. So our environment, when our environment is pulling us in the wrong direction, we're typically out of control here in some way. We're typically off balance in our solar plexus. This is where our confidence is. In order to take action on the things that we're tuning into in our inner world and the downloads we're getting and our intuition, we've got to have our third chakra in place. And Mars and Mars's archetypes, honorable warrior, that's that action, that passion, that, you know, I can do. But also the aggression lives there too. So as we come down to the second chakra, and that is, you know, that's our safety. That is it's also our social structures. And the Sanskrit for that is Swadhisthana. And this is ruled by Jupiter. And it's the teacher, the sage, the visionary. And we find that in Pisces and in Sagittarius is where Jupiter rules. Pisces is more the ethereal, it's the veil, it's the imagination, it's the great vision, it's seeing beyond, it's that spirit, it's very spiritual. And in Sagittarius, it's actually more religious, more into the structure. It's inspirational as well, but more into kind of the hierarchy and structure as far as spirituality goes. And so this is where we find, again, the teacher, the sage, and the visionary energy intersects down here in the second chakra. Now, when it comes to the first, Saturn rules the first, and that's our root chakra. And that's Muladhara, and it's creativity, it's passion, it is it's procreation as well. It's got some of those negative aspects, which we'll go over to in a moment. It is our groundedness. It is this primary sort of grounded strength. And even with Saturn, you know, Saturn is very much of the earth, or I should say that it rules agriculture. It rules on long-standing things and structures and organizations, those things that are sort of, you know, structure, and that is more in our root. Our sexual energy is there as well. So that rules, Saturn rules Aquarius, and it rules Capricorn. Capricorn being that really grounded structure, and Aquarius being really that service type energy, humanitarian. And this is where we're connected in on a humanitarian level. It's the administrator, the advocate, and the organizer. So I wanted to give you an overview of the archetypes and the planets as they relate to the chakras, because they do relate to the chakras. Again, there is this sort of another layer of how the energy intersects and connects together. So when you are looking at what you're creating, as well as bringing in the archetype like we usually do, you can also go to that, bring in that energy center, put some focus on that energy center with whatever work you're doing around that, bring the color in, spend some time in the meditations around those energy centers. Again, it's another way, it's happening already, but it's another way for you to fine tune. And also it's very useful for using for our blocks and finding out about our blocks as well. So that is our overview there. And then in the next part of this module, we are going to move into the belief and pattern clearing with the chakras.